Hello, this is Anvati. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Tuesday, April 15th, and coming up in today's episode. Tamil Nadu makes a move to strengthen autonomy as clashes with governor continue. Opposition attacks PM Modi over alleged derogatory remarks against Muslim community. Robert Vadra under ED scanner and Donald Trump's latest tariff targets, pharma and chip imports. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin has formed a high-level committee to recommend measures to strengthen state autonomy. The committee is headed by retired Supreme Court Chief Justice Kurian Joseph. Former bureaucrats Ashok Shetty and M.U. Nagarajan are also part of the panel. The committee will study and propose ways to safeguard the rights of state government and improve cooperation with the union government. It has also been asked to suggest steps to move certain subjects from the concurrent list back to the state list. These are areas that were once the sole responsibility of state governments, but are now jointly handled by the centre as well as the state. The committee will assess relevant laws while preserving the federal structure of India. An interim report is expected by January 2026. The final report is due by January 2028. M.K. Stalin told the assembly that the goal is to protect the rights of all states, including Tamil Nadu. This development comes amid the ongoing disputes between the DMK-led state government and BJP-led central government. One major issue is the National Eligibility Come Entrance Test, NEET, which Tamil Nadu wants to scrap. The state has repeatedly sought exemption from the centrally administered exam for medical admissions. Tensions have also been rising between the state government and the governor, R.N. Ravi. Last week, the Supreme Court criticized the governor for delaying 10 bills passed by the assembly, some pending for up to 5 years. The court called his actions arbitrary and even illegal. Following the verdict, M.K. Stalin welcomed the court's decision as a historic moment. The bills, many of which reduced the governor's role in appointing vice chancellors, have since become law. With the Supreme Court's assent, education, a subject on the concurrent list, is also a point of key conflict. Mr. Stalin has called for reversing the 42nd Amendment to the Constitution, which moved education to the concurrent list. He wants education to be solely a state matter. Recently, the state has been clashing with the centre over UGC's new education policy 2020. Earlier this month, President Draupadi Murmu rejected a bill passed twice by the Tamil Nadu Assembly to admit medical students based on class 12th marks instead of NEET. Mr. Stalin said, "Our fight is far from over. We will consult legal experts." Another disagreement involves the three-language policy under the NEP 2020. The DMK opposes it, labelling it Hindi imposition. It favours the existing two-language policy. It has also objected against several new segments of the NEP, which he says reduces state power and authority in the functioning of educational institutions. The DMK has also accused Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan of threatening to withhold some 2,500 crore in education funds. The BJP has, however, denied his claims and said DMK has gone back on earlier promises to implement the NEP. These issues continue as Tamil Nadu prepares for assembly elections next year. Opposition leaders have strongly criticized a remark made by Prime Minister Narendra Modi about a Muslim youth and Waqf properties. Speaking at the inauguration of an airport in Hisar, Haryana, the Prime Minister said Waqf properties have been misused. He claimed, and I quote, "If Waqf properties had been used honestly, Muslim youths would not need to earn a livelihood from repairing bicycle punctures," unquote. PM Modi alleged that lakhs of hectares of Waqf land were misappropriated by a land mafia, which benefited at the expense of Dalit, backward classes and widows. He added that recent amendments to the Waqf law would address these issues. All India Majlis-e-Ittehadul Muslimin or AIMIM chief Asaduddin Owaisi responded by criticizing the Prime Minister and the RSS. He said, and I quote, "If the Sangh had used its ideology and resources in the country's interest, the Prime Minister would not need to sell tea in his childhood," unquote, he wrote on X. Mr. Owaisi questioned what the government had done for poor communities During its 11 years in office, he argued that workfare laws have always been weak and that new amendments will weaken them further. Congress MP Imran Pratapgarhi said, "Muslims fix punctures is the kind of language trolls use online." Quote, "Such a remark does not behove the Prime Minister." He accused the government of further creating joblessness. He said that there are no jobs. The only option is to fix punctures or sell pakoras. Mr. Pratapgarhi also criticized the lack of Muslim representation in the BJP, asking, quote, "You say you want to help Muslims through the Waqf Bill, but you don't have one Muslim MP to present in the Lok Sabha," unquote. Congress spokesperson Shupriya Srinath questioned why the Prime Minister did not pay tribute to B.R. Ambedkar on his birth anniversary. In response to PM Modi's comments about Congress not naming a Muslim party chief, she asked why doesn't the BJP have a Dalit chief minister. PM Modi accused the Congress of engaging in appeasement politics. Quote, "Congress has only made some fundamentalists happy. The rest of the society remained uneducated and poor. The biggest proof of this wrong approach is in the Waqf law," unquote. The Waqf Amendment Bill was passed earlier this month. While the BJP claims the law will improve Waqf property management, the opposition alleges it targets the minority community. Businessman Robert Vadra, husband of Congress MP Priyanka Gandhi Vadra and brother-in-law of leader of the opposition Rahul Gandhi, appeared before the Enforcement Directorate in Delhi today. This follows a second summon issued to him, the first having been on April 8th. Mr. Vadra is being questioned in connection with a money laundering investigation under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act. The case pertains to a 2008 land deal in Haryana involving his firm Skylight Hospitality. The land was purchased for Rs 7.5 crore. A permit was later granted to develop a housing society, after which the land's value reportedly increased. The property was then sold to real estate developer DLF for some 58 crore rupees. The Congress was in power in Haryana at the time with Bhupinder Hooda as chief minister. The BJP has repeatedly accused the Congress government of facilitating the deal by acquiring land from farmers and benefiting Mr. Vadra. Mr. Hooda has denied these allegations. Quote, "I challenged that the Congress did not give even an inch of government land to Robert Vadra. If the BJP shows proof of giving land to Vadra, I will quit politics," unquote, he stated in October last year. Before entering the ED office, Mr. Vadra told reporters, quote, "Whenever I raise the people's voice, they try to suppress me. I have nothing to hide. They can ask me whatever they want and I'll answer them," unquote. He described the investigation as political vendetta by the BJP and a witch hunt. He was accompanied by a group of Congress supporters chanting, "Jab jab Modi darta hai, ED ko aage karta hai," translated, "Whenever Prime Minister Modi is scared, he calls on to the ED." This echoed accusations from Congress and other opposition parties that the central government uses investigative agencies to target rivals, particularly around election time. However, Mr. Vadra is not a politician, despite repeatedly hinting that he might become one. Ahead of the 2024 Lok Sabha election, there were reports he might contest from Amethi, a traditional Congress seat held by Rahul Gandhi until its defeat in 2019 by BJP's Smriti Irani. Amid fresh tariff threats from the US President Donald Trump, the federal government has launched investigations into the impact of importing certain pharmaceuticals and semiconductors on national security. According to filings published in the Federal Register on Monday in America, the investigations could pave way for tariffs on prescription drugs and chips. The Trump administration argues that heavy reliance on foreign production of medicines and semiconductors poses a national security risk. The investigations are being carried out under Section 232 of the Trade Expansion Act of 1962 in the U.S. This provision allows the president to impose tariffs on imports deemed to threaten national security. The filings state that the probe began on April 1st and will include both finished pharmaceuticals and pharmaceutical ingredients, as well as semiconductors and related products. A 21-day public comment period is scheduled to begin on Wednesday. By law, that requires that the inquiries must be completed within 270 days. These developments follow the exclusion of smartphones, computers, and other electronics primarily imported from China to US from a set of tariffs unveiled over the weekend. Those products were previously expected to be included in the 125% reciprocal tariff list. Trump officials had signaled that such goods would be subject to Section 232 duties. President Trump confirmed on Sunday that tariffs on imported semiconductors would be announced in the coming week. He noted there could be flexibility for some companies. The U.S. currently relies heavily on chip imports from Taiwan. Former President Joe Biden had previously sought to reduce this dependence through the CHIPS Act, which provided incentive for domestic semiconductor production. Since April 5, the U.S. has begun collecting base tariffs of 10% on most imports. On April 9, Trump paused additional tariffs that were expected to target a broader range of countries. However, the most severe tariffs on Chinese products remain in place. Pharmaceuticals and semiconductors were initially exempt from these duties but are now being targeted separately. The new tariff policies have caused major disruption in financial markets. Major US stock indexes are down by over 10% from the record highs it reached after Trump's election victory earlier this financial year. Several economists have downgraded growth forecasts, warning of increased unemployment and inflation. Federal Reserve Governor Christopher Waller said on Monday, Trump tariff policy is one of the biggest shocks to affect the U.S. economy in many decades. Well, that's all for today. You are listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.